Lectures in spiritualism and Kabbalah enrich every event with fascinating Kabbalah lectures in a way you have never experienced before. The worlds of mysticism, astrology, the occult, and Jewish Kabbalah are sweeping millions all over the world. From leading celebrities such as Madonna, Kim Kardashian, and Richard Gere to academics and businesspeople all over the world, many flock to the wisdom of Kabbalah and find in its tremendous value to their lives. Quite a few of them are rational scientific people. If you have always wanted to dive into the depths of this ancient and meet the higher self within you, Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a fascinating experience with diverse Kabbalah lectures. Together, we will learn how the codes are used in Zohar to remove negative energies and blockages and opening positive and healthy channels. Be the light source to yourselves and those around you. Each and every one of us will experience moments of crisis during our lives at one point or another. These moments are characterized by a destruction of an inner temple. From such destruction, we just want to run away, abandon ourselves, and deny the inner self that overwhelms us. After this self-escape, we feel lost in an external world on which we have no grip. The language is not our language, the faith is not our faith, and the home is not our home. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a series of lectures and conferences that will help you find your way back home from the self-imposed exile. Here are available a variety of fascinating reception lectures that take place at Zoom for individuals, institutions, spiritual teachers, spiritual therapists, businesspeople, companies, and more. The lectures are suitable for people of all religions and nationalities and for every person regardless of gender, race, or nationality. Kabbalah lectures on a variety of topics. Science does not accept the occult. The scientific doubt seeks to turn off the resounding spiritual orchestra of the Creator from within His creation. The wisdom of Kabbalah is complementary to science and is a mediating factor between these two worlds. These are just some of the topics available in Kabbalah lectures with Samuel Zohar Yanai. What is thought? Mental, spiritual, and physical health, the purpose of our existence, the human dynamics, leisure for the soul, the divine language, the secret to happiness, acquiring control, mental fatigue, what is the soul? The difference between spirit and soul, astral travels, the difference between demons and angels, the world of magic, optimal effectiveness, super sensory synergy, self-deception, cosmic awareness, quantum transformation, the world beyond cosmic energy, about the dream, travels in a dream, lucid dream, psychological space, reconnection, healthy sexuality, the world of the child, spiritual birth, Kabbalistic, listening, experiential happiness, non-judgmentalism, peaceful reality. Self-anger, what is knowledge? Human attraction, living in awareness, mental block, synergistic communication, Kabbalistic, numerology, self-renewal, back to the past, the hidden light, philosophical acceptance, mental health, alternative reality, spiritual consciousness, third temple, parallel reality, the garden of thought, self-discovery, Kabbalah lectures, the secrets of the roots of Kabbalah. Kabbalah, defined as the main Jewish secret doctrine, is one of the most important cornerstones of the Jewish faith. According to its official history, it has existed for approximately 2,000 years, but its roots exist even before that, in the time of the prophets Daniel and Ezekiel, and also in some chapters of the prophet Ezra. These visions of the prophets were in fact the initial Kabbalistic visions and visions, and clearly laid the foundation for what was later developed by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students. These visions contain very deep secrets, complex and miraculous texts, and also terrifying prophecies, mainly because they contain sensational and special revelations that have not been found before, ever, in the texts that preceded them, in other prophets. Later, the outer literature developed, which included mystical and prophetic texts saturated with secret, mystery visions. Among other things, we can mention the Book of Enoch in its two parts, Ezra 2, the Book of Tobiah, the Wisdom of Solomon, and Harba Demoshi. External literature also significantly influenced the development of Kabbalah theory at its beginning, and its signs are clearly evident in Kabbalah. Kabbalah lectures in the modern era. Even nowadays, especially in the last 70 years, a very lively Kabbalah study movement has developed, and Kabbalah lectures are held all over the country. The first to hold such lectures was Rabbi Avraham Yehuda Kook, who was the chief rabbi of Israel during the 20s and 30s of the 20th century and used to give times for Kabbalah classes and lectures to some of his students and others who desired it. Rabbi Kook's approach was very careful in his studies, and he did not tend to address Kabbalah easily, but mainly regarding matters of faith, the land of Israel and mitzvot between a person and his fellow man. At the same time, and even earlier, rabbis and other spiritual teachers of the Mizrachi denomination also held Kabbalah lectures, most of them from Iraq and Syria. Among them it is worth noting Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Agassi, and of course the one who is considered the greatest of the Kabbalists, Rabbi Yehuda Taya, whose lessons were also usually given with great care and to a few people. Lectures in the Great Kabbalistic Revolution of Today. In the field of Kabbalah lectures, two forces emerged in the modern period that largely contradicted each other. On the one hand, rose Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, also known as Baal Hasselam. Rabbi Ashlag wrote a wide-ranging and in-depth commentary on the Book of Zohar. During the 1930s and 1940s, many students attended the Kabbalah lectures he gave. Rabbi Ashlag's Kabbalah lectures were and still are today considered to have a distinct spiritual character and to have the value of spiritual correction and getting closer to the Creator. Rabbi Ashlag disapproved of practical Kabbalah like the Kabbalah of Rabbi Pedia and preferred to give Kabbalah lectures whose essence is purely spiritual. From the other side, arose the academic research who was invested in Kabbalah lectures in the world of academia as well as to the general public. Among others, there were Professor Gershom Shalom, Professor Moshe Idel and Professor Shalom Rosenberg who dealt with and discussed a very thorough study of the Kabbalah writings and made an in-depth academic interpretation of historical, philosophical, and theological aspects of these writings. Many students followed in their footsteps. During the first years of Israel, the field of Kabbalah declined, but was revived with the establishment of the Kabbalah Center by Rabbi Berg, who defined himself as a student of Rabbi Ashlag. The center in Tel Aviv offered an organized program and issued new editions of Rabbi Ashlag's writings. The center flourished in the 80s of the 20th century and continued the legacy started by Rabbi Ashlag. However, these courses were offered for a fee, often an exceedingly high one. The courses taught the added spiritual values of Kabbalah to improve life, marriage, family, and livelihood. Like his teacher, Rabbi Berg avoided practicing practical Kabbalah as much as possible, but did not openly criticize it. In the 1990s, the establishment of the Kabbalah Lyam organization led to further expansion. The center conducted courses with a certificate and trained teachers and therapists in the field. The head of the organization, Rabbi Lehman, wrote books on the subject and these are currently used by the organization's teachers, activists, and students. More centers are constantly growing. How to choose suitable Kabbalah lectures? To ensure that we have reliable and value-added information at our disposal in the lectures, there are a few things that you should make sure the lecturer has: a deep familiarity with most of the Kabbalah writings, good teaching qualities and commitment to accurate guidance and thorough study, ability to truly help people spiritually and willingness to give them complete information, the ability to identify the orientation of the students in the lessons. Do you want to join a fascinating mind journey into the hidden world and connect to the root of the essence of our creation? Samuel Zohar Yonai is available for you and will be happy to help you identify the tools that already lie within you and give you the necessary knowledge to apply them. Here on the site, more in-depth and extensive knowledge about the field is available. For more information and coordination of reception lectures, you can now contact us here on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone.